This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is Financial Literacy Month. In the month of April, Ramsey Media personality Christina Ellis is joining us. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me.
So when you take a look at the idea of financial literacy, there are a lot of different aspects of that that we could cover. But I know that your big focus has been related to student loans, student debts, and helping out students and their families figure out what pathway to choose. Tell us kind of about your background.
Yeah, it's such a huge issue nowadays. People are really overwhelmed. And my background, my mom, she gave me a challenge my freshman year of high school. She basically sat me down and said, Christina, I love you and I believe in you, but there's just no way that I can afford to support you after you graduate from high school. You need to figure out your own way to pay for college. She introduced me to this idea of scholarships and encouraged me to do a bunch of research to figure out how I could stand out in the process. I started reading every book I could find on it, watching every video, reading every article, just trying to figure out, you know, what does it take to win scholarships and graduate debt-free? So I put together a strategy and I implemented it throughout high school. I got super involved in extracurricular activities, in volunteer work, sports. And then my senior year of high school, I treated the scholarship application process like a part-time job. I just applied, applied, and applied. And thankfully, all of that effort, it paid off. It led me to win over $500,000 in scholarships and go to Vanderbilt University for undergrad and Belmont for grad school completely debt-free. So
wow.
Now I'm on a mission, yes, to help people do the same and figure out how to go to college without debt.
I'm sure some people hear that number and go, $500,000? Who on earth could possibly pull that off? Clearly, that was a big focus. Did you think you would be that successful?
I didn't really at the time. I just was determined to figure out how to pay for school and to not have any debt. You know, I actually at the time didn't even completely understand student loans. I thought if I didn't come up with the cash for college, then I couldn't go. And so I thought I had to win scholarship. I had to figure out a way to pay for it. And thankfully, you know, that was my approach because it really paid off. And I'm just really grateful that I did have the ability to even go to grad school on scholarship.
Wow. So having done all of that, going to grad school, what was your next stop in your life after that?
Yeah, so after that, I looked around. I had so many friends who were struggling with student loan debt, and so many of them would say to me, Christina, I just wish that someone would have sat me down in high school and said, you know, you don't have to go into debt. There's another way. A lot of them felt like, you know, they didn't have financial literacy. No one talked to them about money. And so the first people to really talk to them about money were people at the college offering them a student loan and asking them to sign on the dotted line. And so hearing that, it just, you know, it's frustrating to me. And it really made me want to advocate for students and help them realize that there are other ways to go to school. You don't have to go with student debt. And so I ended up writing a book on how to win scholarships, and then I wrote a second book on all things how to graduate debt-free. I've been doing this for about 10 years. I've traveled the country helping thousands of parents and students figure out how to navigate the road to college and pay for it without student debt, which has led me here to Ramsey.
So basically, your work in high school led to your college being paid for, but it really led to your career in life.
Yeah, it did, which was completely unexpected. But I'm very thankful. I didn't realize, you know, at the time that my story was really unique or special. I was just trying to do what I had to do to be able to get to the next level and to pay for my future. And then as I looked around, I saw that that wasn't normal. I started realizing, wow, there's a huge issue here, and it's not okay, which is why we did our documentary, Borrowed Future. You know, it really exposes the toxic student loan industry, and it helps students realize, you know, that the system is built, you know, to really work against you, but you also have the power to beat the system. But it's up to you to really get out there and do the research and figure out what you've got to do to go debt-free.
A lot of times I can think back to, and it was a long time ago for me, don't ask how many years, but around those college times, not only was the struggle, how do you pay for all this, but at the same time, you were getting offers for credit cards, etc. And I can remember one of my friends back in the day who had student debt. He had student loans. He was incurring more debt because he was continuing on into another program. And he looked around one day and he realized what his credit card debt was because he had gotten so many offers for credit cards and he'd gotten all of them. So he dug himself in a big hole, and that took a long time to dig out.
Yeah, man, and it's so sad. We hear that story all the time. It's sad that debt is being sold to 18-year-olds. Like, this is a lot of times their first experience with money, and they're being sold student loans and credit cards and all these things that they don't really understand, and they don't understand the long-term implications, which is why we're so passionate right now about trying to push financial literacy and teach people financial literacy. We're actually doing our teacher appreciation giveaway this month, where two teachers will win $5,000 cash and three teachers will win $1,000 cash. They can go to ChristinaEllis.com/teacher, and that's Christina with a K. And the reason we're doing this is we just want to say thank you to teachers, because, you know, they're the ones in the classrooms really advocating for students and helping them figure out, you know, all things education, but also they are on those front lines and they have the ability to really impact them in learning financial literacy and helping them avoid student debt.
A lot of students, whether high school or maybe even on the college level, unless business is a focus or it's going to be a major, they're really not particularly interested in a lot of aspects of business. And a lot of times trying to figure out finances is not really high on your list. It just seems really boring for nerdy people.
Well, and that's the thing is that I think a lot of people feel intimidated to talk to students about money because sometimes they zone out, sometimes they're not super interested. But I'm thankful my mom had the courage to sit me down and say, hey, Christina, this is our financial situation. Reality is I cannot pay for your college education, and you need to start figuring this out. And I really want to encourage teachers, parents, mentors, have those conversations with students, help them understand money, what a budget looks like after graduation, and the realities that they'll face. You know, one thing I love to do is walk students through, you know, a typical household budget for after graduation, and then also show them, you know, what would their budget look like if they had a certain amount of student loans? How much would that eat away from the money that they have to spend on everyday life? You know, help them paint that picture so that they really understand the reality of their financial situation.
And a lot of students come out of college, maybe at that point they're in a relationship or they're married and they're moving forward with that. And they're trying to get their career started. So they're, you know, even in a good career, they're not starting out at the highest income level. Yet at the same time, what they can do, and maybe even looking at like a house in the future, et cetera, is really hampered by all this student debt.
Right. Yeah. I usually run through an example where I show students, you know, what is the average starting salary at, you know, this specific, you know, prestigious private school that's known for producing great incomes. And then I take them through a common budget, and then I show them, you know, okay, great, it looks great. But then if you throw in, you know, $100,000 in student loans, which is like a third of tuition over 4 years, you would be $600 over your budget, meaning you couldn't pay your bills by $600 a month. And you kind of paint that picture of like, wow, like even though a lot of people are saying this is normal, that this is okay, this is not going to be okay. You know, and the statistics are showing that so many students are now delaying major life choices because of student loan debt. A lot of people are not getting married. They're not buying houses. They're deciding not to have kids because they feel so strapped by student loans. And they feel like that specific decision to go into debt has now hurt them so bad, which is sad because these are 18-year-olds who are signing on and it's having such real life long-term decisions. So I think it's really important that we talk to kids about money and help them see, you know, the long-term implications of what that debt can mean.
It's like essentially getting, depending on the housing market where you live, it's like getting a third of a mortgage slapped in your face when you're 22.
Right. Well, and, you know, so many people right now are feeling inflation. They're feeling the squeeze on their budgets. And even people without student loans are feeling it. And then if you throw student loans on top of that, that's just overwhelming. So we really want people to experience financial freedom and to not feel that weight on their chest that feels suffocating.
So for parents, grandparents, even students that might be listening, where could you direct them some resources?
Yeah, well, if they want to check out the documentary, which I definitely recommend, parents, have your kids watch this so that they can see it painted, you know, why they should avoid debt and why they should go debt-free. You can find that documentary on Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, or Google Play, and teachers can watch it for free at borrowteacher.com. And again, teachers, we would love for you to sign up for the Teacher Appreciation Giveaway. If you are a teacher, sign up. If you know a teacher that you really appreciate, recommend that they sign up. We're giving away two $5,000 cash prizes. You can go to ChristinaEllis.com/teacher, and that's Christina with a K. And we also have our foundations in personal finance curriculum that's a great curriculum to help teach financial literacy to high school students, and you can find that at RamseyEducation.com.
Christina Ellis, a Ramsey media personality. The Ramsey Show heard weeknights 5:30 here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Christina, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:41, the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.